Okay, well, it's almost the weekend here on the, well, on the English program, but it's almost the weekend for everyone. But it's almost the English, almost the weekend for us as well on the English program. And we like to reflect the fact that it is the weekend by, you know, sort of doing weekend-related things. We are planning on, well, I think, I don't know if it's too soon, but it's very springy here in Spain at the moment, so I'm thinking of maybe sorting out the patio and then maybe getting things ready to start planting. It's probably too soon to start the planting just yet, but definitely there is, you know, there's a sign that there's not long to go. We have a look here at some of the things happening in the news. I like this because it's good to sort of keep in touch with what's going on. The summer 2010 exhibition Picasso at the Liverpool Tate Gallery, Peace and Freedom, it was called. It's gone international and opens in Louisiana. So that's pretty good. Must have been very, very popular. I believe it was Picasso's daughter or granddaughter or someone, but someone related, closely related to Picasso was there when it was first opened in Liverpool. That's pretty good. Bank of England is holding the interest rate at 0.5%, which is good if you have a mortgage, but bad if you are saving. So basically, people who borrow money are being rewarded, and people who save for a rainy day are being punished. It's a crazy world, isn't it? All this economics. On the Liverpool website, David Cameron links Liverpool Council's big society pullout to militant. I assume he's accusing Liverpool Council of having militant tendencies. Well, he is a bit of a toff, isn't he? So I suppose that's what happens. I'm just looking at the article here. Nice picture here of David Cameron in Liverpool. But says here, Mr. Cameron, speaking at Prime Minister's Questions, goaded Labour leader Ed Miliband over the council's move to pull out of the pilot scheme. Asked about the levels of cuts being faced by local authorities, Mr. Cameron said Liverpool Council's decision to pull out of the big society, claiming government cuts made it impossible to deliver, was politically motivated. Let me take the case of one council. Liverpool Council. The cuts to Liverpool Council will mean that by 2013 they will go back to the level of grant they got in 2009. So what we are seeing is politically motivated moves by Labour councils. Apparently Cameron's comments have evoked memories of 1985 when former Labour leader Neil Kinnock declared war on Liverpool's militant council, describing the grotesque chaos of Liverpool under its control. And, well, having a council run by a bunch of left-wing militants can't be any worse than having the entire nation being run by a bunch of Notting Hill toffs. I think, given the choice between the militants on one side and the toffs on the other, I'll have the militants, please, if you don't mind. Okay, there we go. Audio boo time has almost come to an end there, but oh well. What can I say? I know you have to be sort of balanced and impartial on these things, but, well, I don't know. It's not very easy when you have toffs saying that sort of thing. Let's see what happens, eh? This is all, of course, in relation to Liverpool Council coming out or dropping out or whatever of the Tory, the big society thing, which is basically a way to sort of promote voluntary work and to get people who've been sacked, who've lost their jobs, to go out and do stuff for free. It's just a way of saving money. And, you know, understandably, Liverpool, people from Liverpool are not that keen on the idea of working for free. And, you know, who can blame them? This is the English programme.